The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 440. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. My guest for this installment is an actress, a writer, and a producer who has a brand new movie that just dropped this past Friday, August 9th. That film is called Duchess, and I'm talking about the very talented Charlotte Kirk, who will be joining me to talk all about the project. Duchess is a very unique film, as it is an action film, a revenge film, a mob film. It's kind of got all these different genres blended together with a central character that is a very strong and empowered woman. I've checked it out. It's a great film. It's fun. It's exciting. It checks the box for all the things that you want in an epic film, and I was completely entertained by it, so you need to check it out. Duchess is unfortunately streaming in the United States. It is not going to get a theatrical release just yet. However, if you're overseas, it is getting a theatrical release. But in the U.S., you can find it on Amazon, Apple TV, Fandango, YouTube, all the usual streaming suspects. And we talk not only just about Duchess, but Charlotte and I also talk about past projects. And we talk about some of her future projects as well. This is going to be an episode that's a little bit shorter because Friday, August 9th, when we sat down to chat, Charlotte was a very busy individual. And I didn't want to monopolize her time, but I do thank her so very much for sitting down and chatting with me about the project. And before we get to that conversation, I would like to talk real quickly about another project that I am involved in, and that project is with the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, also known as C3. They are an organization that helps independent creators in the artistic world here in Ohio. They have a crowdfunder campaign that is going on until August 26th, in which all the money raised will go immediately right back to the creators so that they have some capital to spend on their projects, which, you know, whether you're talking about a movie, you're talking about comic books or whatever, you know, you always got to have a little bit of cash to get things rolling. And that's what this C stands for anthology is all about. I have been lucky enough to sit down and chat with a lot of talented independent creators over the last couple weeks and still have a few more conversations left to air. So definitely check out my social medias, especially Instagram and Facebook, and you can check out those conversations I had with so many folks. And I will let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, that many of those conversations will be future PVD Cast episodes. So in a couple of weeks, the audio versions will be released through PVD Cast, and so you can check them out there and then if you want. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with actress, writer, and producer, Charlotte Kirk. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, I am sitting down with an actress, a writer, a producer, a very busy person. We'll just leave it at that. I'm talking to, of course, Charlotte Kirk. Charlotte, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. I'm drinking lots of coffee. It's the day of the release of Duchess, so it's pretty hectic. It's nonstop, but I'm pretty hyped. I'm very excited.
Excellent. Well, that is the day in which the newest film that you're involved with, Duchess, does drop, so to speak. Can you let the folks know a little bit about the movie without giving away too much? We don't want to ruin it. We don't want to have any spoilers, but we definitely want to let folks know what it's all about.
Yeah, well, it's in a nutshell, it's a British gangster revenge movie. It's been called kind of like a pulp fiction meets layer cake, Tarantino vibes. It's got a lot of, you know, cool. I think every great gangster movie has to have the great staples of a great voiceover or, you know, the freeze frames and all that kind of stuff. So it has a lot of that, but it's really about a working class girl. You know, I almost call it a My Fair Lady story. This girl who is in her small fish tank bubble, who falls in love with this man who happens to be a very dangerous criminal. I don't want to give too much away, but lots and lots happen. And she ends up taking control and taking power of the whole organization. But as much of a gangster movie it is, it's also a revenge film. And it's also about love and power and betrayal. And it's got lots of messages and layers and depth to this. So I'm very excited about it. You know, it's not just your run-of-the-mill action movie. You know, a lot of these action films today are very vanilla. They're just kind of on one. There's not much depth to them. We really wanted to make this as interesting and as also fun as possible as well.
And you said we, of course, you co-wrote and co-produced with Neil Marshall.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And that had to be a little bit more calming, because doing some research, you know, on your career, you've done a lot of work with Neil. And so that had to maybe make you feel a little more at ease when you went through the creative process. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'd done two movies previous to this, although we'd written this script first. We wrote this in 2018 and we shot it in 2022. But we had co-written and I acted and he directed in two films, which was The Reckoning and The Lair, previously to this. So yeah, I mean, working together is like clockwork now. We know how each other's work. We know, you know, we're a great team, it's a great balance, you know, especially when we co-write together, because he's coming at the story as a, you know, a director, editor, and I'm coming at the story very differently, you know, as an actor and producer.
I'm going to deviate real quick from talking about Duchess. We'll come back to it. When you wear many hats, how do you balance those responsibilities when you are acting and you also co-wrote and you co-produce and, you know, all the other small little things that maybe go overlooked to a movie goer? How do you balance all that?
It's very difficult. I tend to, when I'm acting and I'm not producing and I'm not writing. I have to separate them. And I think that's the best way and the only way to do it. When I'm writing, I'm not thinking about, how am I going to play this? What am I going to do? I'm just thinking of trying to make the best story possible. When I'm acting, when I'm on set, I'm not the producer. I'm not, you know, I'm just the actress. And then when I'm the producer, it's something else. So I think you have to separate them to make it work and for it to be as efficient and to get the best, you know, the goal for this film and for every film I do, especially this one, because this was kind of our first, me and Neil's first, big budget film that we'd done together in this genre. You know, it was a big responsibility. So, and I think a big part of that is making sure we hire the right people as well, to make sure, you know, trustworthy people, people we can trust to help make the best movie possible.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the co-stars, if you will. And being a nerd and a geek that likes lots of comic books and pop culture and whatnot, it made my heart flutter to see, you know, that Colm Meaney, who, you know, for Star Trek fans, Miles O'Brien, DS9, you know, and then you have Alfred himself from Gotham, Sean Pertwee. What was it like working with those two? I know that you've had some experience working with Sean in the past, but what was it like working with these two, I guess you could say, bigger than life for many of us geeks who love all that comic book and sci-fi goodness?
Oh, Colm Meaney was incredible. When I found out that he was playing my dad, I was absolutely thrilled and terrified at the same time. And I'd met him for the first time on set, literally a couple of minutes before filming. So, but you know, I brought it to the scene. He's meant to be playing I visit my dad in prison, who I haven't seen in many years. So it worked for the scene. And yeah, he lived up to every expectation, an absolute legend. And then Sean Pertwee, yes, I worked with him before on The Reckoning, always great. And again, this is a very different role for him because he in this film he plays, you know, in The Reckoning, he was kind of the baddie, the antagonist. You know, in this one, he plays a Cockney, part of Duchess's crew. So he had so much fun filming this. And I think a lot of people say, wow, I can tell Pertwee had fun shooting this one. yeah, it was great. It's, and I think it's a role we haven't seen him in before. So it's really cool.
Well, let's talk about Saban Films. They are the distributor of the film. How did you get them to sign on as the distributor? Or was that something that somebody else took care of?
Yeah, the producers, obviously we sent it out. It screened in Cannes and lots of other markets. And Saban, we had some offers on the table. And Saban, we thought, would be the best home for this. And so, you know, they've done a great job. You know, they're really behind it. You know, any film, it's just making sure it goes to the right home. Vertigo in the UK, who are doing great. And then it's going theatrical everywhere else, except the US. It's going theatrical everywhere else, which is really, really cool. So I saw it on the big screen the other day when we had a premiere. It was so cool. Because there's a lot of action and it's beautiful locations. It's a great film to see on the big screen.
Well, let's talk about where folks can find it here in the States. And that's a shame that it is not theatrically released, but nonetheless, we still can enjoy it. Where can folks watch the film?
Yeah, so it's on all the usual suspects, Amazon, Apple TV, iTunes. So you can download it all from there. I mean, it's already the top 10 most pre-ordered film already, so that's great. So I'm hoping, you know, people are excited to see it. So, yeah, Apple, Amazon, iTunes, digital and VOD.
I'd like to talk just a little bit more about you, if you're okay with that. And then we'll wrap up talking some more about Duchess. But the one thing that I noticed as I was doing my research that blew me away, you started acting at a very young age and automatically was kind of thrust into like Greek tragedies. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, so like I did Arturo Uy, Agamemnon, Iphigenia. Oh my God, that takes me back. I did those in drama school when I was in the UK. And then once I'd graduated, I was 19. Someone said to me, "Charlotte, you want to be an actress? Go to the US." I was like, "Okay." Didn't think twice. Packed up my bags, went to New York for 6 months, and then to LA. So and then when I was in LA for 10 years, you know, I was blessed, I was getting work, I was, you know, into some great films like Ocean's 8 and Vice with Bruce Willis, but I wasn't getting the roles that I really wanted to play. You know, good scripts are hard to find. Good scripts with good female roles are even more hard to find. So that's when, it was just before COVID actually, I opened up my own production company with Neil, and we'd done you know, The Reckoning, The Lair, Duchess. And then actually we filmed something last year that's coming out next year called Compulsion, which is an erotic thriller. So I feel like, you know, in this day and age, as an actor, for me anyway, to play the roles that I want to play, make them yourself. You know, it comes with other challenges, obviously. You have to produce and you have to find the money and you have to write. It's really tough. But you have to, I feel like as an actor, you have to learn the business. You know, it really helps understanding, knowing the business. And that's really where Duchess came about. That was kind of a role. It was challenging role, but also a very fun role to play.
And the name of your production company is Scarlet Productions, correct?
Scarlet Productions with Neil, but I've also opened up a new one as well called Primal Empire Studios.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any, besides you mentioned Compulsion, are there any other roles that are coming out from either one of those production companies?
Yes. So I just shot two films through Primal Empire. One is called Fight or Flight, starring Dolph Lundgren, Michael J. White, and myself, which was absolutely incredible. It was such a great experience working with the greats. And I thought, right, okay, I've just played Duchess. I can do this. I've got this, you know. Working with these two legends, and it was so much fun. So, and that's actually Saban Films as well. That's Fight or Flight coming out next year. And then just before that, I shot in April, I shot another film called The Possession of Gladstone Manor, starring Lin Shaye, Barbara Crampton, Jesse Metcalf. So I'm very, very excited about that as well. So that's a horror. And then I'm just about to dive into a drama as well. So something a little bit different. But I definitely want to continue doing action. I think that's kind of where my heart lies.
Is that your favorite genre, you would say?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it is all about the script and the character and the story. But I think overall, genre-wise, it's a lot of fun to do action.
You also have an upcoming film as well, where you will be playing Nicole Brown Simpson, and the name of the project is The Juice. Is there any hesitation, because it is such a larger-than-life event that occurred here in the U.S., is there any nervousness, anxiety, or anything prepping to go into that shoot?
Yeah, so weird shot. I've shot all of my stuff already, because half the movie is Nicole and OJ and the other half is basically an attorney telling the story of Nicole and OJ. We shot it and then the strikes happened and then COVID happened. So it's been quite a struggle. But yeah, no, of course, it was one of my most challenging roles. Of course, the responsibility of playing such a famous, you know, victim. Not just a victim, but a famous person who's also a victim. And, you know, it's a very, very sensitive topic. So I'm making sure I play her as, you know, truthfully and as respectfully as possible. So, yeah, that was very, very challenging. But again, it was a great script. And Boris Kodjoe played OJ. He's great. So, yeah, we'll see how that one comes out. It's very, 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 very different kind of movie. You know, it's different to what I've played before.
All right, last couple of questions here real quick. Now, I assume that you spend part of your time in the UK and part of the time in LA. Is that,
yeah.
Would that be a fair assessment? What's the travel schedule? How does that impact you? Are you someone that it doesn't bother too much? Or, you know, I have friends who, you know, if we fly to Vegas and come back, they're wrecked because of jet lag. So how does it impact you, the constant travel between those two countries?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not like on a weekly thing. I try and do it like monthly, like every 3 months. It's tough, you know, night owl and night nurse, all the above help. definitely need that. But no, I think it's just something you get used to as well, you know. It's the flight that's the long part. You know, it's a good 10 hours from LA to London.
Oh, wow. Do you have any dream projects? Like if you could, someone comes and writes the check and puts it down and says, whatever you need, what would be your dream project?
I'm not just saying this. It was Duchess, but now that's done. It was Duchess. That was kind of my dream role for a long time. Now... I would like to do a biopic one day.
Okay.
Got a couple of, I'd love to play. I have two people in mind. I think Dusty Springfield would be incredible and Blondie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Two more music oriented individuals.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies that you love doing when you're not working?
Everything goes back to movies, right? It's like a lot of the films that I've done, I've had to learn stuff. So The Reckoning, I had to learn to horse ride, which I absolutely loved. And I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that more. And I just haven't had a chance, but I loved horse riding. And Duchess, I had to learn to box. So I like boxing as well. And I'm not sure if it's a hobby, but I love to... like to do my spare time. I love to be around animals, and I have a beautiful dog at home, and I want to rescue a few more dogs. So I'm not sure if you'd call that a hobby, but that's something that I want to do more of.
No, that definitely, I would count that as a hobby, rescuing animals. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, as we start to wrap things up.
A dream project. Could you imagine like doing a film with like just dogs? I watched something the other day and it's like these two dogs, and I was like, oh my god, these actors are so lucky, they get to play with these incredible cute puppies all day long.
But isn't there an old adage in Hollywood, you never work with children and animals?
That is true. That is true. Yeah. And I have both, and they are tough. But yeah, so Molly, my dog, actually had a little cameo in Duchess, which was very cute. She's a little dog at the bus stop. And in The Reckoning, she played, one of the characters is called Molly Pryor, after my dog, Molly. Just throw that out there, you know.
Hey, Molly's getting those credits at the end of the movie,
she
right?
Has, but at the end of the Reckoning, she's got special thanks, Molly Pryor.
All right, Charlotte, let's convince the listeners one more time why they need to check out Duchess. I'm going to let you go ahead and do it because I'm sure that you have an amazing pitch. So tell us, why should we check it out?
You know what? It's just a refreshing movie. It's something that I think is not, you just, when you see all the films on Netflix and Amazon, you go through them and they're good. They are a lot of the same kind of thing. Duchess is different. It's fresh. Everyone that sees this film is like, this is like something new and I can't quite put my finger on. It's like Pulp Fiction, it's Layer Cake, it's like a female Scarface. It's all these different things that's just so cool and things you haven't seen before in films. And I don't want to give anything away, so you have to go and watch it. But it's ultimately a rise to power, Scarlett's rise to power. And we've seen this so many times as men, you know, male characters like Scarface and Goodfellas and all these great films. So it's really nice and refreshing to see a woman's rise to power in ultimately a man's world in this criminal. It is. And also it's not just about, because when we co-wrote, when we started writing the script and we said we wanted to do a gangster movie, obviously a lot of it is drugs, right? And I said to Neil, it's done so many times. Why don't we do something different? So this is a criminal underworld of diamonds. Again, something a little bit more fresh. We took a little bit of inspiration from Blood Diamond. So it's not your run-of-the-mill gangster cartel drug lord movie. It's, again, it's something a little bit different. It's about diamonds. So, yeah, it's all of the above.
Okay.
Fun. It's just a fun movie that I'm hoping you're going to come out of feeling like you've just literally come out of an emotional roller coaster. It can make you cry in some parts. It will make you laugh. You'll be, you know, maybe even offended. Who knows? But just incredible emotions of just experiencing this incredible journey of all these great characters.
And again, it's available through Amazon, Apple TV, iTunes, all the usual suspects. So just search for it.
Yep.
Where can folks find you on the internet, social media or whatnot, if they wanted to reach out and say, hey, the movie's great. I just watched it. I'm going to watch it again, et cetera, et cetera. Where can folks find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte Kirk Official on Instagram and the same on Facebook.
Okay. There you go. Well, Charlotte, any last words that you would like to tell the listeners real quick?
No, not at all. Just everyone have a beautiful, blessed day and weekend. And please check out Duchess. At the very least, check out the trailer, because I know when you watch the trailer, you're then going to want to, you're going to have to watch the movie.
I agree. The trailer is top notch. It really is, folks. And I'm not saying that just because Charlotte's sitting here, you know, talking to me. I mean it. It is a really cool trailer.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with actress, writer, producer, Charlotte Kirk. And definitely check out Duchess. It's a great flick. It's exciting. It's interesting. It's got some twists and turns. It's definitely something that you want to check out. I really liked it. I'm going to have to give it a second viewing sometime here in the near future. But definitely check it out. Again, it's available through all of those major streaming outlets. Apple TV, Amazon, Fandango, YouTube. I think the Google platform, Google Play, also has it. So do yourself a favor. Check it out. Because as I said before, it's one heck of a great movie. And I'd also like to thank Charlotte for taking some time out of her very busy schedule. That day, Friday, the 9th, was very busy for her as the movie dropped. She was doing tons of media. So I am so happy and thankful that she took a few moments to sit down and chat with me as well. All right, with that being said, it's time for me to let you know how you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. First off, you can find me on Twitter or X. My personal handle is at PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you want to be a little bit old school, you could shoot me an email too. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Now, maybe you'd like to tell some folks about the PVDcast and where they can hear it. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that. First, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and a great way to get every single episode. But the PVDcast is also available through all of those major podcasting outlets like Spotify, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. All you have to do is go into your favorite podcasting app, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And for you folks that listen through Apple Podcasts, the latest update disabled automatic downloads. So just go back into your settings, reselect automatic downloads, and then you will start seeing each episode of the PVDcast pop back up. I don't know why they did that. It sucks because I have a feeling it's really kind of impacted some of my listenership. But I mean, that's the way it goes, I guess. So, but nonetheless, any major podcasting outlet will carry the PVDcast. Again, all you have to do is maybe search for it. But let me tell you about another easy way to hear every single episode, and that is through the Facebook page, again, at PVDcast, where every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a little live broadcast, and that's a great and easy way to check out the episodes as well. And of course, as I almost forgot to remind you, if you are listening through any of those major podcasting apps, please rate and review. Rating and reviewing shoots me up the algorithm. And of course, while you're doing that, you might as well go ahead and subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you very much once again for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.